We're standing in front of a large photograph of Leonard Bernstein with a small orchestra of Holocaust survivors whom he conducted in a displaced persons camp in May of 1948. Bernstein was on a conducting tour of Europe that summer, and while he was in Munich, he was asked to take a short side trip to conduct this small orchestra to accompany them, singers and musicians, and he was glad to do it. He returned again to give another concert. It was quite a moving and emotional experience for him. He had not served in World War II, so this is really his first encounter with the tragedies of the Holocaust. He was only 29 years old. I love this photograph in the exhibition because it's really rather haunting. It's unlike most photographs you see of Leonard Bernstein, jovial, exuberant, on the podium at Carnegie Hall. He looks pretty worn down by this experience, and the musicians are uplit. There's no fancy concert hall in the background. It was a moment for him in his long conducting career that made a huge impact.
How do we know that it was sort of a transformative moment?
In a short film that we'll show in the exhibition, we feature a few of the survivors who were part of this orchestra telling the story of Bernstein coming to conduct them. And we have another gentleman who worked for the UN, who was an American, who tells the story about inviting Bernstein and then watching him from the wings conduct and play in this concert and watching the tears streaming down his face as he was playing the piano. Bernstein never really overcame this experience. At the end of his life, he was writing a Holocaust opera.